And he joins us every week, our great friend, the quarterback himself, Bernie Kosar. Bernie has to feel good to see this football team getting some traction here. Back-to-back wins. They snapped that road losing streak. Four of their last seven victories now. Four victories in their last seven games.
Well said, young man. Well said. You know, to get kind of the monkey off your back of winning on the road, and even more importantly, not to over-dramatize it, because people say, oh, it's Oakland. Oh, they're not that good. Okay, that's kind of true. But it's hard to win on the West Coast, and we've had trouble winning on the road. And for a young team to put back-to-back wins together, of which one of them is on the road on the West Coast, it is impressive, yes.
And when you see how it was done, and I know the part of this that you're going to appreciate the most is the rookie quarterback, Brandon Weeden, leads a 94-yard drive. Bernie, we point to those moments with all quarterbacks, right? That time where you take the team downfield in a clutch situation, as you say, a very difficult place to play, starting in a place where the condensed end of the stadium where the fans can be the loudest, even if it wasn't a packed house, it was very loud. He overcomes those conditions, crappy field, and leads this team down to a touchdown. That's what quarterbacks are defined by.
Okay, I have to disagree with you. I love that field. I think it's beautiful. But that being said,
it's beautiful, but you disagree.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the part that, again, I'm not Brandon's marketing agent, nor the quarterback suck up. He had a rough time early.
Yeah.
Deflected balls, two or three deflected balls, a couple of interceptions in the scoring zone. And it's so easy as a young man, as a young player, as a young leader to get down, to let that affect you. And it does to most of them. It really does. And to have that 94-yard drive and come back and lead the team to a victory was very, very impressive. To be able to block out, to have amnesia on all those other negative things that happened, and we could pick at quite a bit of them, but at the end of the game, when we needed it, he forgot about it, had amnesia, had confidence in himself, and the team had confidence in him, and they all made plays to win a game. Period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what about those circumstances, though? I mean, when you're put in that, given that opportunity to win a game and lead a drive and not have it blow up, not have it either stop or, end with a turnover. I mean, what does that say about the progress of Brandon Weeden?
Well, it says a lot. I mean, look, given that opportunity, put in that spot, there's a lot of phrases that we could use. But let me just tell you, as a quarterback, we all try to act cool, we all try to act smooth, but we are really excited to do that. We love the good ones, live for those moments, and when they make it happen, like he made it happen, and he acted cool, he had the nice answers afterwards, but let me tell you, we are excited inside because we led the team to a victory.
What's interesting, too, statistically, he keeps breaking his own rookie records for single game yardage. 364 in this one, having previously had 322 against Pittsburgh and then 320 against Baltimore against Cincinnati, the 322, and then 320 against Baltimore before that. You against Pittsburgh in your career, you and Brian Sipe are 1-2. Sipe with 444 against Baltimore in 81. You against the Steelers, 414. In 86. So I just kind of look at these numbers, Bernie, and inevitably you're going to show up on these lists.
Well, let me put it like this.
I like those little reminders.
No, I don't remember. You mean when we won in overtime, I hit Webster Slaughter down his sideline at the stadium to win in OT I don't remember.
You got a vague,
what are you talking about?
You got a vague recollection. What was the pattern? What was the...
It was go, bro, go.
Go, bro, go. I like that. Yeah. I like that. But I think this is the other part of this story that's kind of nice. And we talk about this after wins, Bernie, is that to see his name kind of climbing up the list it says something about the state of this offense, does it not, when we can start having conversations and he's getting in the high 300s, and that's the rarefied air that, you know, guys like yourself and Brian Sipe enjoyed.
Okay, this is where I'm not trying to, like, cover for me and Sipe. The rules are a lot different now, and it's really tough on defenses and defensive backs. You can't touch guys down the field like they used to be able to mug them. That's why Hanford and Lester Hayes and all those guys, you know, they can mug people down the field. They can't do that now. So you see guys taking advantage of that. So quarterbacks with big arms and confidence, like you could see Brandon. I mean, he made some mistakes, but he still had the confidence at the end to try to stick the ball in there and still go for the jugular, go to make the play. That says more to me than the stats, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, stats, those are beautiful and they look good, and he'll appreciate it someday. But really, his way of throwing the ball after some mistakes and having the confidence to lead the team, and the team still believing in him.
Mm-hmm.
It just showed. It showed a lot. It really just showed a lot.
Bernie Kosar joining us as usual right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, as we look at the bigger picture now, Kansas City Chiefs coming to town. This team getting some traction with two wins in a row and an opportunity to make it three in a row. And that confidence thing that you talk about, it's not only there with the quarterback. I see it really throughout this roster. It's a quiet sense of confidence now. It's not a giddy team. I was in the locker room after, you know, each of these last two games, and it's been very businesslike in terms of the attitude.
Okay, yeah. Now let me switch gears a bit. Handling success is sometimes more challenging than handling failure. And a Chiefs team that has been under terrible emotion and put a ton of emotion into winning a game last week, they are under a lot of stress. And now we are going to see how we handle success, winning two games in a row. We're going to probably be favored by a fair amount. That hasn't happened in a while. And this is really imperative for a young football team. How do you handle success? How do you handle the compliments? How do you handle all the nice things that everybody's saying right now? That will be the big test for this week,
All right, then I'll put this to you. How do you do it, because you've been in that position?
Well, I'm this may sound cocky, but I just block everything out. You know, I just take it. Howard Schnellenberger is like my father. And he said, Bernie, you take it a day at a time, a minute at a time, a play at a time, just whatever it is, you just think about whatever it is you're doing at that minute, you do it the best you can. And at the end of the day, if you do everything the best you can, things will work out good. When you start thinking about all these other things and worrying about tomorrow and worrying about other things, then the demons creep in and the mistakes creep in. So taking a step at a time, taking a play at a time, just taking it, you know, a segment at a time, it's imperative, and that's how I used to like to handle things, and that's what I highly recommend to the young players.
And the other part of this this game that I think is, and I know you're going to want to talk about this too, Bernie, is for Pat Shurmur to have a team that, yeah, is definitely not where anyone wants it to be, with only four wins at this point, but, you know, equaling the total wins of his first year last year. But it clearly feels better than last year, at least in the sense of what we said earlier, 4 wins of last 7 or 3 wins in the last 5, whatever, however you want to look at the stretch that's gone on here. And but bigger than that is his game. The way he coached it, the way he kept this team, the very thing you're talking about, because it would have been easy to get so enamored with yourself after beating the Steelers and seeing all the euphoria around this town of that big win against Pittsburgh, and to stay focused enough to go out and beat a struggling Raider team that came into that game with a 4-game losing streak. And then on top of that, the game he called aggressively, going after it, 2 fourth-down conversions, and the play calling in general, where receivers, Bernie, as you saw, were wide open. They had all kinds of green around them and could run after the catch.
Yeah, quarterback's favorite friend, Rack, run after the catch. We love it. The aggressive play calling is one thing, and but that's been pretty consistent through most of the year. He's been pretty, or whoever, as a staff, they've all been pretty good at being, I think, pretty aggressive at most times. But you hit it right on the head. Boy, we're getting guys really wide open, and that's real hard to do in the NFL. So the game planning, the preparation, the studying that's going into these plays is nice to see.
Yeah. Okay, Bernie, and we will catch up with you again next week, and we'll see what happens against the Chiefs on Sunday.
You can call me anytime, Vic. You know that.
He is the one. Thank you. He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us as usual right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.